that's almost all we have time for. But first, let's go back to our guest this week, Professor Fred Taylor, to tackle some of your questions about Mars and Curiosity. Now, first of all, there's a question from Joseph Katz, and we've already alluded to the electrical power that Curiosity actually has on board and the fact that it's nuclear rather than solar. But how much computing power does Curiosity have? Joseph comments that earlier missions were underpowered because of the need to protect them from the rather harsh environmental conditions. How does it compare, say, to a modern computer?
Oh, it's pretty old-fashioned compared to a modern computer. You have to go back about 10 years to find a bit less than 10 years, actually. Let's say 8 years to find a desktop PC that would be running at the same sort of level. I think the core memory is 4 gigabytes, if I remember correctly. And of course, now we'd expect to have a lot more than that. You can get that much on a data stick. So it's not fantastic if you compare it to modern desktops. And of course, the reason for this is that you don't send brand new technology to Mars. You send technology which is proven and which is reliable and which has been tested to death to make sure that it's not going to pack up on you. That's one reason. Another reason is the rover's been under development for that whole time, that 8 years. So you don't want to keep switching once you've made a plan and got a budget and got all your experts in place and so on. And then finally, you don't actually need massive amounts of computing power on the spacecraft. Mostly what it has to do is gather the data, drive the vehicle, keep it safe, operate the cameras and so on. But the actual heavy-duty processing is done back on Earth, and that's where we want it.
One thing that we have heard since the successful landing is that NASA now needed to upload a new operating system for it. Why did we need to do that, and what's the difference between the two?
Well, the software that was installed during the landing was actually working to support the landing. And those early fuzzy pictures that we saw right after touchdown and so on, they were all obtained using a software suite that was designed to work through the low-gain communication system that has a very low data rate relative to what it has when everything's up and running. So the idea being, obviously, to get something back quickly, to get an idea of what the landing site was like and to check that everything seemed to be okay. And then there were all sorts of other functions that the spacecraft had to do on the way down. It fired some enormous number of pyrotechnic devices to release the parachutes and things like that. I think nearly 100, if I remember rightly. But of course, once you're down, you don't need that. You need something else. You need the software that allows you to navigate across the surface of Mars. So the old software has been overwritten by the new.